Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
On what we call the Epiphany, Charlotte and I attended and worshipped and enjoyed a Ukrainian Christmas celebration at St. Edmundsbury Cathedral. It was a time for the Ukrainian community to celebrate Christmas with a Ukrainian liturgy, Vespers, and carols and traditions from Ukraine, and there were often a quiet wiping of tears around the cathedral, all for Ukrainians in Suffolk and for the people of Suffolk, particularly from the Suffolk Refugee Support. The Ukrainians celebrated a very different Christmas last year. A lot can happen in a year. Western Christians tend to emphasize Christmas in December and the birth of Jesus. Eastern Christians don't ignore the birth, but the celebration on the 6th of January is very much an accumulation of the birth, the arrival of the Magi, and the baptism of Jesus. Combined, we have Jesus as Son of Mary and Son of God, and there are many moments in the biblical accounts to contemplate God's graciousness towards us, God's power in vulnerability, and God's coming into a world to rescue in a world that fights back against him. Unless we are newly born or have grown up with another religion, I dare say that we have heard the accounts of Christmas before. And yet each year we can hear them anew, differently. Not because they are updated or made relevant, but because they are God's living word to us, and we are growing and changing so that we pick up, notice, hear something that has always been in the biblical accounts, but is for us now. I read recently that it might be better to think of the church year, the liturgical calendar, not so much as a cycle repeated each year, but as a spiral winding upwards as we are drawn closer to God year by year, built on God's faithfulness to us. I like that idea. Yes, each Christmas and the Epiphany presents Jesus to us. We have our favourite Bible verses, carols, nativity moments, and they are familiar to us. And yet Jesus reaches out to us in our time and place with a message for us now, and which builds on what we heard in previous years. God is faithful to us, and he is with us. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, even if last Christmas was at home and happy, and this year the absence of home is painful. Whatever is happening in our life, a baby is born, a loved one dies, we have health issues, we feel life is great at the moment, God speaks to us. The liturgy has a remarkable ability to give us perspective, to lift those who are burdened and sad, and to open the eyes of those feeling on cloud nine, that whether we are in the ups or downs of life, and we do go up or down as circumstance and seasons happen, God never abandons us. Never. When we are up, it is easy to forget God. When we are down, it is hard to see God. And yet the Christian calendar helps us get through our calendars because Jesus comes to his people in the divine service. Pause for a moment and consider. The divine serves us. With such a foundation, we can face any day, any year. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call on you, and grant that they may perceive the things they ought to do, and may have the power faithfully to fulfill them, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.